Two IU professors are nominated for Grammys. One is this guy. That's jazz trombone player Wayne Wallace. The other is this guy.
My name is Patrick Feaster, and I'm a sound media historian.
He is nominated for his book CD package, Pictures of Sound, 1,000 Years of Educed Audio, 980 to 1980. That's educed, as in eduction. Eduction is the act of bringing out or developing something latent, and Patrick Feaster educes old audio. To explain, we'll have to go back to when this recording,
although recording is a stretch,
was transcribed. We have to go back to the 1850s and visit a man in Paris.
Edouard Léon Scott de Martinville?
We'll just call him Scott. And Scott was a scientific proofreader.
About 1853 or 4 when he had his eureka moment.
So we can picture him probably in the middle of the night.
And he was reading one of the books he was supposed to proofread one day and ran into an account of how the mechanism of the human ear works.
And eureka, he has his thought.
So basically, I'm going to do the same thing, except instead of a tuning fork, I'm going to build an artificial ear.
Now, at this point, it's important to remember that Scott wanted to do this to produce special, richer writings called phonautographs. What he's producing is to be seen, not heard.
I very much think he thought people would learn to read things like that, that those would be the great texts of the future that people would look back to figure out how people of his day had performed.
So, for his artificial ear,
in the simplest form, think about it like this. You've got a tub of some kind, like a funnel, that you'd produce sounds in.
Like a bathtub?
Well, more like a bucket.
A bucket?
Yeah.
Okay. Like a 5-gallon bucket or like a plastic bucket?
Like a
wash
maybe
bucket?
Like a bushel basket.
A bushel basket.
although in one case, he apparently hired someone to build one of these things for him who was a specialist in building automatic butter churns. At the end of this funnel is a taut membrane made of various things, parchment, skin, whatever it is. But it's very thin and it's tight.
Scott would find a stylus.
Could be a hog hair. That's one thing he used. But, you know, he played around with different things. Pieces of bird feathers, whatever he thought would work.
So we have a funnel, and it has a tight skin on the opposite side as the mouthpiece. And when someone sings or plucks a guitar string into the mouthpiece, the stylus vibrates up and down in the skin on the opposite side.
And then you put that stylus up against a piece of paper that's been wrapped around a cylinder and covered with the soot of an oil lamp.
The stylus leaves an etching in the soot. And when the paper is rotated, this leaves a record of time, the horizontal movement, against amplitude, the vertical movement. So now, and the Grammys are coming, so hold on. So now, about 150 years in the future, Patrick Feaster can take these well-preserved recordings.
Although recording is a stretch.
Scan them, put them in his computer. Using some finesse and equations, we can get this. Grammy-nominated educed audio.
It lets us hear into the very distant past in a way that's similar to the way photography lets us look into the past. And it's a special relationship we have with these moments captured in time.
For WFIU Arts, I'm James Gray.